Louder with Crowder Studios is protected exclusively by Walther and Hopper.
Louder with Crowder Live descends upon the University of Michigan, October 25th at the Power Center in Ann Arbor. Serve your tickets now at louderwithcrowder.com/tour. Costume contest and private Muck Club afterparty details to follow. Viewer beware.
Poking holes in the hearings from today, Dance, because that's an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. I don't know how much of my life that I won't get back. We're going to go through all of that here today. Sorry to Paul Joseph Watson, who won't be on the show. Yep. Sorry to Josh Wolf. We had to bump because I have so much to get to. Yeah. Everything you need to know about the hearings, we wanted to dissect it and give you the need to know, as along with what you'll probably be told from the media.
Yeah.
And after this, I'm going to grab a very large vessel of beer. Did I say beer? I meant rape somebody.
No.
It's a synonym.
I do feel raped. You're right, yes.
If you look in the lexicon today, we'll get to that in a second. Question of the day before we introduce everybody. You hear the expression, they go low, we go high. Sometimes there's you got to rise above it. Sometimes you got to step on that in. That's Biggie.
So,
Tupac.
Yeah. Shouldn't Quarter Black know that?
They look similar.
Hey.
I still mix up Nas and Jay-Z.
How do you go high, though? If they go low, and how do you go high? If you're being falsely accused of rape, allegedly, comment to me, where's the line between, you know what, they go low, I'm just going to stomp him low. I'm going to soccer kick him while they go low. Producing with me, of course, we have Quarter Black Garrett here, and then we have Gerald Morgan Jr. I'm too pissed about
wine today. No wine today. Too mad.
You're actually drinking beer.
I'm going to have a beer. We all have beer. We're all rapists, apparently.
I've got to manage this orchestra pit here.
True, yeah.
We have in third chair, Owen Benjamin, hugepianist.com, and then we have Mike Ward, who's been here all this week.
Yes.
MikeWard.ca, and your podcast is?
Two Drink Minimum Fridays on Compo Media.
Two Drink Minimum.
Whoa.
Ooh.
It's a lot of rape.
That's basically just running a train, apparently.
Just nonstop rape.
Did you guys see that? We're going to get to this in a second. We're going to go through not only the hearings, but also the fact that the left, they've become the modern religious Puritans. They've become the church lady now.
How did that happen?
They equate drinking with rape, fraternities with rape, jokes with rape?
With rape.
Let me preface something, by the way. I think, can we all agree, everyone in this room, can we all agree, okay, that if Kavanaugh raped as many people who claim have raped him,
right,
life in prison?
Yeah.
Bars.
In a very, very bad prison.
Because what's it up to now? Like 119 people have claimed that he's raped them? I mean, he must be the most successful serial rapist ever.
Yeah. And he's drinking 14 beers of rape.
Yes, as opposed to Quarter Black, who's drinking Purple Drink.
Purple Drink.
So we're going to get into that. But, of course, we still have to do our job because this is the news on Wednesday before we get to everything else, before we get to what happened today in the hearing. Wednesday, before this, there were a number of last-minute accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. So this comes from Mediaite and NBC News, the latest of whom, before we get to the hearings, she once threatened to kill her ex-boyfriend's newborn child.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Yeah, and then there was an anonymous complainant who provided no names whatsoever. So all of these people...
The kids could have wrote that in crayon and handed the note in.
Last night, before the show, all of these people, just accuser after accuser after accuser, stepped forward. On the eve of the hearings, it's just, isn't it a little... We happen to have an exclusive clip of the press conference from last night.
Have we a count of the pussy hat?
We haven't made the final count, sir. I bring a message from your master, Dianne Feinstein, commander of feminists. By command of her most screeching excellency, your book deals are all but guaranteed. Your claims will not be questioned, nor subject to criminal review, and the wonderful celebrity of being a hashtag MeToo victim is all but yours on the single condition that you identify the rapist or serial flasher as the man called Brett Kavanaugh.
I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh.
No, I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh.
No, it was me. I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh.
No, me. I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh.
I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh. I was raped by Brett Kavanaugh.
Rick Kavanaugh showed me his f***ing apart. Could have been someone else's.
I wasn't there, but he raped me.
Now, when was this?
Why are you questioning survivors, brah?
Where, if nothing, historically accurate.
Dude, that was awesome.
I think I heard Swedish Chef in there. Here, Herbert Kavanaugh.
My favorite is the voice that you hear of, well, of course, not. He's not here. It's not Mike Ward here in studio, but I wasn't there and Brett Kavanaugh raped me. I peed myself laughing. Why is there a Canadian in Spartacus?
Dude, that was hilarious.
By the way, one of the Kavanaugh accusers who came forward, I want to make sure I get this correct, it was Julie Swetnick. See, that must have been rough, regardless of rape, with that name. She made a sexual harassment complaint against her former employer, New York Life Insurance. Guess who repped her? Guess who repped her? Same firm run by Deborah Katz, who now represents Christine Ford.
Oh, yeah. That's all too convenient.
So all of this, the story broke at 7 p.m., and it fell apart before Lawrence O'Donnell even had the chance to broadcast his menstrual cramps. It's 7 p.m. by 10. People go, hold on, this is the same firm. This doesn't seem to really add up. This whole thing has completely become a sideshow, and it's obviously irritated Kavanaugh, as you'll see when we get to the clips. Yeah. But if he can come out of this relatively unscathed, if he's appointed, he will be the ultimate Supreme Court justice, which may explain his recent, albeit odd, newly released statements.
Diane Feinstein! When you travel to the C-SPAN broadcast hearings, that you try to deny for me to clear my name, Diane Feinstein. And when you travel to parts unknown as I speak the truth in your aircraft, Diane Feinstein, take the controls of that aircraft, Diane Feinstein. Drive that plane into a nose crash, Diane Feinstein!
By the way, that's why it still looks like I have a little bit of mascara. It's very hard to wipe that off.
Yeah.
People who aren't familiar, just YouTube crash the plane Ultimate Warrior promo.
There you go.
It all makes sense. By the way, is it judge or justice? What's the official term?
Now it's justice.
It's justice.
Yeah, he's graduated to justice because these accusations either break a man or clarify a man.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't go through weeks of rape allegations to be called judge.
No. At this point, who wants to be a judge on the Supreme Court anymore? Yeah, this used to be a good gig to get, but
what's that job interview?
People are going to claim you raped like a donkey when you were seven.
Where did you come up with
that? I crossed the line? Come
this
on.
This is the problem with having you on the show. Look,
you're exploring.
Don't anyone throw your lot in with him.
I don't know.
Even you who couldn't bring a shirt that didn't. Are those fresh stains on your shirt? Or
it was from a show. I just got this shirt because I wanted a new shirt. I literally just got it for the show because I only flew with one shirt, and I'm like, I want to make sure I look presentable on Crowder.
He walks in, and I go, dude, that's twice you've shown up with a wet shirt. He goes, I just got out of the shower. I said, oh, and they make towels.
I'm wicked passionate.
So you bought it for this show? I picture like the first
I bought it
school,
today for the show.
With his wife giving me a lunchbox before he gets on a Spirit Airlines plane. Okay, now be sure to make new friends.
Spirit.
I'm sitting next to a Canadian.
My wife really does friends. That. My wife legit does that. Make She's like, lunch? How's your short? Do you have a good shirt today?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I'm the type of guy that would just be like, why do pants matter? I know what I'm talking
you
about.
You and Steven are kindred spirits,
is this before
then?
Or after you rape her? Just joking. Oh, he does it before and after.
Oh, with his beard.
No, there's nothing funny about rape. Ever. There's nothing funny about funny anymore. You know that, right, Mike? Apparently those are the rules.
I do know that.
He's been put before a human rights tribunal. He's the one
more so than most.
By the way, you're a legend, dude. I didn't even know that was you this morning.
Yeah.
Much love, man.
Oh, thanks.
Prime Minister hates him.
You know you're funny when you're being sued by a nation. Like, you're awesome, man. For
That's
real.
Another level.
Thanks, man.
And then it'll be the next guy. He'll be sued by the First Nations.
I can't even have a dry hoodie, and you're being sued by a nation.
So, in other news, before we get to more Kavanaugh, a naked man in Florida tried to start a fight club at a Chick-fil-A.
Might as well.
The story reads, the witness said a stranger was challenging her boyfriend to a fight. Then she said he took off his clothes and began yelling about people staring at his private parts. So he tried to start a fight club at Chick-fil-A. First rule of naked Chick-fil-A fight club, bro. Is never show the police your dick. That's the first rule.
That is the first rule.
I don't understand. And then also, second rule of naked Chick-fil-A Fight Club is never talk about showing people your dick. That's kind of the first rule. It's very incriminating.
It's kind of reiterating.
The headline, do we have it? The headline says Fight Club there, but in Florida, he actually named it CrossFit for Gays on Meth.
Yeah.
As it's known in Central Florida.
So brutal.
CrossFit.
That's good. That's good branding.
It is good branding, yeah. Every time you have any story where it says Florida, it could just be replaced with Man Does Meth.
Very predictably, right?
It's like the byline is, do we need to write the rest of the story?
No, it's not even necessary at that point.
Yeah, they're trying to fluff up the obvious meth behavior.
Yes.
You know, and I think this also could have just been like a dude tries to go gay with a guy that wasn't into it and then covers by starting a fight club.
Yeah, like, people are like, is that gay? No, it was a fight club. That's definitely not gay. Yeah. I was trying to beat him with my mouth. I was choking his dick with my mouth.
Dude, that's hilarious, bro.
I thought that was his weakest point.
I thought we were just going to grab a beer afterward. Wait, is that code? Damn
rape.
It. He saw he had
Here
his little secret rape decoder ring.
Yeah.
Look, I think this is like, if you want to, fight club's cool, right? If you want to start fight club, naked fight club's probably not going to work.
Like, you don't know where I've been.
This isn't like the Greeks, you know, like it's not gonna work again.
It's like the Bronze Age. Is it cool to fight nude?
I don't want another man's Doniker laying
okay, that's this is too much, but you know what, this whole, let's get to the hearings because this is what this is all about. People are like, what are you doing? You know why? Because we have a man whose name has been absolutely run through the mud. Here's something that's really important, I think, and I want to get to everyone's opinion here, and I want to hear your opinions on the hearings if you watch them. There are two things that occurred. One, there's no new evidence.
No.
By the way, keep in mind,
zero.
There is zero new evidence. There is zero proof that this event occurred. Okay? Nothing today changes that. But all of the news coverage, as I was watching ABC and CNN, it's all about the optics.
Yeah.
Well, when Lindsey Graham made his comments, it's not going to, the American public won't look upon it favorably. Who cares? Are we really doing, we're playing identity politics when we are ruining a man's life? I know what you're saying. Rape ruins a life too. Absolutely.
Right.
It's just crazy. I believe survivors. Quick question for you. How do you know they're survivors?
Shouldn't you figure that out first? Shouldn't that be the first thing we figure out?
It's this like the riddle and labyrinth. What would the other guy say is the door to freedom? It's easy if one of them always lies. Not saying this woman is necessarily lying, but I am saying that the media almost invariably lies as it relates to Republicans. Right. Any other comments before we get to the timeline? Because I've got some timelines and some clips for you that you probably won't see.
All right, so just to lead off real quick, I think we built this up too much. I think we built up the fact that she wasn't testifying, and now that she's testifying, all they're saying, like you said, is the optics game. They're just saying, now that she's testifying, you have to believe her. She sounded a little choked up. You've got to believe her. She's telling the truth.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems is they're going off emotion. They're saying, she's crying, therefore she's right. And as someone... And this is no knock at an ex-girlfriend, but as someone who used to live with Golden Globe nominee Christina Ricci, women can lie on cue. Women can cry whenever they want. Dude, half the girls I know are like,
I think it softens it by like, let me list her accolades.
No, but it's true, though. It's women are unbelievably good at crying when, like, if you get pulled over by a cop, like, I've tried to cry to get out of a ticket, and then the cop was like, bro, you're not even crying convincingly.
They tried to start a fight club with you.
Yeah,
let's just get naked and have fight club.
Yeah, let's see who wins.
I love how you think you're softening. It's like, seriously, like, multiple time Oscar nominee. Yeah. Roman Polanski. I know what you're going to say. I know. All right. So let's go through Ford. So there was Ford, and then there was Kavanaugh. Let's go through the Ford timeline. A couple of things that were pretty important. First off, she can't remember who pushed her into the bedroom, either Kavanaugh or Judge, or just Kavanaugh. But then she tells Dianne Feinstein with a very scientific explanation, it's impossible for this to be a case of mistaken identity. Which she uses to establish her credibility as a psychologist. Here's the thing. Kavanaugh hasn't even said that she wasn't sexually assaulted. That's not even... He's actually being more gracious than I would be at this point. But maybe there is mistaken identity. Maybe she thinks she's telling the truth. And maybe he thinks he's telling the truth. Who knows? But the point is there is zero evidence of the rape occurring. Let's continue through the timeline here. She took a polygraph in her hotel room because she was on her way to a flight. Keep in mind, these hearings were delayed because she was afraid of flying.
Whoa.
It's different when you're going to Cancun.
Yeah. No idea.
Do you know that?
No.
That's why they're delayed. No. Now, that doesn't make her wrong.
No.
But keep in mind, it is not our job. It is not our job to either to vindicate her accusations, to vindicate her credibility, or to condemn it. It's to get to the truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole purpose for all of this shouldn't be for the circus, for the charades. It should be to get to the truth. Now, the truth is before this hearing, we had no evidence. No witnesses, no hard evidence. We didn't know a place or a date or a time or who. We still don't.
Those are important facts, by the way.
They are kind of important if you're going to accuse someone of crime. A bunch took a polygraph under high stress, blah, 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 blah. She flies. Okay, so here's something. Many, many different versions of the story she's given about how many people were present at the party. The letter says four, but the testimony today, she said there could be more. She can't be sure. She didn't remember if the Washington Post reporters ever saw the notes or if she just summarized them verbally. She can't remember anything. Did you notice this theme today?
Wow, yeah.
She can't remember anything other than she's sure Brett Kavanaugh raped her.
That was the one point that she was able to say, yes, 100%. Everything else is a blur, but that, really?
Yeah.
And really, everything else?
Some people are trying to say, well, hold on, it's short. Like, I can't remember what I had for lunch, but I can remember things that happened in grade school. Absolutely. But this is not a question of short-term memory versus long-term memory. There are a lot of incidents, traumatic incidents, she can't remember at all. The only thing she remembers, not only does she remember very clearly that he raped her, she remembers how and the manner. Doesn't exactly remember who opened the door. Who was the one person who talked about? She talked about the laughing.
Yeah.
I remember them laughing maniacally, like literally just, I'm raping. Right. She can remember that in graphic detail.
If your friend is raping someone, you're not going to laugh.
No.
Even if you are in on it, you're going to be like, what the hell's like that?
You're going to be like, this is wrong, right?
You're going to be punching and kicking said man.
Yeah.
First off, you don't have a friend who rapes. But if you walk in on a friend who rapes, you're going to punch and kick said man.
If
you're a rapist, like, I don't think the natural response of a rapist is laughter.
No. The only person that'd laugh is like Borat with the naughty, naughty.
Yeah.
But like a normal human being.
This is a caricature of a rapist.
Good way to put it. It's a character. It's almost like someone wrote down what they would picture a rape.
Right.
This is the most impactful thing you can say. It was their laughter.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's untrue, but I'm just saying.
I can picture finding like, okay, now for research before the hearing, just watch Lifetime. Watch a lot of Lifetime.
Yeah.
Michael Bay's like, is this where something
you
blows up in the movie?
Someone gets pushed down a flight of stairs, and then you learn exactly how rape happens. Doesn't remember what house the party was in. This is something I want to show this clip here because I don't think it was a great decision for the prosecuting sexual assault attorney, and I do see obviously that that Ford could be seen as a sympathetic character. I thought more so before I watched Ford. Yeah. I thought, okay, the optics actually aren't good for Republicans here because of the way they've gone about this. But something that was really important, this was a pivotal turning moment. I think we have the clip of I don't want to say prosecuting attorney. This isn't a trial. This isn't a trial. The whole point is a trial is to determine whether someone is guilty or not guilty. The trial's already occurred. Ford's life is ruined. The whole purpose of this was to destroy it. That's already done now. Get that. What do we say? Cross exam at this point? I don't know. This was really, really pivotal. If the goal was to get to the truth, let's watch this clip. Then we have a follow up clip.
Have you also educated yourself on the best way to get to memory and truth in terms of interviewing victims of trauma?
For me, interviewing victims of trauma?
No, the best way to do it, the best practices for interviewing victims of trauma.
No.
Okay.
She's a doctor.
It's a nice little plug for
by the way, it's okay. You guys can laugh. It's okay. Just get into the hearings. It's okay. It's all fine.
Well, hold on. Hey, let me just stop you 1 second. I disagree with you. I think this was a great pick for her to do that. Imagine a white 55-year-old male asking that question.
Yeah.
The optics on that are insanely bad. For having a woman prosecutor just saying it kind of...
You'd prefer the woman who looks like a librarian who would tell little boys...
I know.
Shh, you mustn't make noise or the parents will hear you.
I never made the noise, so I was fine. So I didn't really care.
But what if it was like Anthony Hopkins?
Yes, exactly.
I would believe Anthony. I mean, he's very believable.
The rape. Where did it occur? here's why that's so important, because this I guess you would say prosecutor, she was saying, okay, there is a way, and there are criminal studies conducted where we know the best way to actually get to the bottom of a sexual assault. It's a forensic interview, right? And she says it's typically one-on-one. You just speak, they listen, and then somebody else fills in the gaps. That's important to know, because if your goal is to get to the truth, if you're coming forward with and this is where I think everything changed. If you're talking about the truth, this is the moment of clarity for truth. Here's why. Here's the follow up.
Did anybody ever advise you from Senator Feinstein's office or from Representative Eshoo's office to go get a forensic interview?
No.
Instead, you were advised to get an attorney and take a polygraph. Is that right?
Many people advised me to get an attorney. Once I had an attorney, my attorney and I discussed using the polygraph.
I'm done with this guy. So the issue here, no one started questioning your friends and your representation. If the goal was to actually go and make sure that justice was served,
yeah.
None of your representatives told you? By the way, you're a doctor. You couldn't research the best way to actually come forward with allegations of sexual assault or even the most basic protocol? It's unreal to me.
Yeah. Well, she had to know that she didn't have a very strong case. I mean, you have no evidence that if you went to the police with this today, you would be laughed at.
Well, no, the point
station.
Is her representation advised her against what one is advised to do
exactly,
when making a credible allegation of assault. That's the point here.
Yeah.
Everyone around her said, no, what you're supposed to do if you want to actually get a guy convicted, do the opposite of that.
Right. That's my point. They were telling her to do something else.
Well, someone who's someone very close to me was actually gang raped. It's like, the convictions are so hard, and people like this make those cases so much more bogged down.
Yeah.
You know, she went to the hospital covered in bruises and cuts and all kinds of things, and nothing. 8 months later, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it's like that. That's why making a mockery of rape accusations is so deeply disturbing to me.
Well, it really does shortchange women who've actually been raped.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, it hurts everybody. It hurts everybody because simply lying is accepted as believing survivors. Now, I'm not saying that every woman who comes forward is lying. Of course not. That's not what anyone is saying here. I do think she's probably lying. If I had to bet right now, and we'll get to Ford, we'll get to Kavanaugh here in a second, I'd bet he didn't do any of it.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, I would bet he didn't do any of it. I really don't. Sorry. That's just opinion. Speculation. But that's all we got.
I think the issue is, does she believe it or not? Because I think the odds are 0% that it happened the way she describes.
Right. Okay.
But I want to know, is it like a collective bunch of just nonsense in her brain with circus music?
Yeah.
Or like that she believes? Or is it just completely fabricated by the DNC?
Well, the point is, it doesn't matter at this point.
Exactly. Of course,
It's taking place on a national stage.
Yeah, his life is
forever.
His marriage, his daughters. He has two daughters. They're going to be mocked for this. This is insane. Yeah. We're watching the rape, and it's on Kavanaugh.
As though this only, that's a great point.
That's
as though this only affects men. He has two daughters. But anyone out there, listen, people are coming, because you know we're going to address the Young Turks in a second. So people are coming in from that video of the Young Turks. Let me ask you this, the female feminist. It sounds redundant, but now there are male feminists and they delineate in the LGBTQAIP. I can't keep track of it anymore. The point is, do you not have any sons or brothers or fathers? Yeah. What if someone came out and completely falsely smeared them with the worst possible crime one can commit, arguably short of murder, and there was no evidence whatsoever, and he lost his job, and he lost his reputation. Is it that hard? When we talk about putting yourself in someone else's shoes, is it that hard to do? And this is why I said I do think Ford was a sympathetic person. I think she performed, and I don't mean as performance. I mean, I think she did pretty well in answering questions until Ford took the stand. Do we have the Kavanaugh took the stand? Do we have a clip of that?
Yep.
This is something that I think is we were all talking about here. Pretty tough to fake.
The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers, and little Liza, all of 10 years old.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
It's really hard
said
to watch.
Said to Ashley, "We should pray for the woman." It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old. We mean no ill will.
And here's a couple of things here. First off, that's his pray for them. Pray for the woman. That's a stark contrast from Democratic officials who called him evil.
Right.
Second, we were talking about this because obviously Ford cried somewhat as well.
Right.
You were talking about actors. As someone who can cry, who's had to do it, I think even on this program, we've done it with parodies sometimes. That's not what that, this is entirely conjecture. That's not what that looks like.
Right.
That was a guy, if you watch it, was on the verge and pulled it back, would drink water. That's a guy who wanted to avoid crying.
He was fighting it. He was fighting
really
to cry.
Fighting. Yeah.
Right.
Whereas you can tell someone's full of BS when they're embracing the cry and go like Jimmy Kimmel when a lion gets shot. It's like that was real. That was like when I saw that earlier today, I almost started crying.
Yeah.
It was so like tragic. I think about my sons And it's such a good point you made. It's like, do women not love their fathers or brothers or sons? Or like,
exactly.
you're putting this out to let them just get eaten by wolves with power.
Gerald, you were about to say.
And I think one of the things that's so heartbreaking is he shouldn't be in this position. Right.
Right.
I think and the position isn't just being accused and having your name run through the mud and being stained with this for the rest of your life. The position is now I have to beat her now. I have to win this, and I shouldn't have to. He doesn't wish any ill will on her. His family doesn't now, but I'm in a position where I have to fight for my life.
I have to kill all of you.
They backed him into a corner, and he doesn't want to be
John Wicket.
There.
He's got to be John Wick now.
Yeah.
Did you say Wicket?
Wick.
John Wicket.
Yeah.
It's a verb. It's where you kill everybody because someone killed your dog.
Wicket. You were getting the pirated version. Yeah. That was like my parents, and we had a fake Batman film because they didn't want us to watch the real one. And I was talking with all my friends at school. Yeah, it was because I was like six.
That's where they drew the line?
Yeah, they let me watch the actual Batman. So I was talking about, actually, no, it wasn't a fake one. It was the old Batman film.
Yeah.
The one with Adam West and Robinson. We were talking about all these scenes, and my friend's like, that never happened. I'm like, yeah, don't you remember?
It was in the movie last year.
With
the
sharks.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So, timeline on Kavanaugh. He said he wanted to see, this is all, again, I really highly recommend you go watch this. I know it's long. Yeah. Go watch it. Watch it on 2x the speed if you have to. He said he wanted a hearing as soon as possible to clear his name. Demanded a hearing the next day. It took 10 days. And as he predicted, his family and his name have been permanently destroyed, which is, again, he talked about his 10-year-old daughter talking about praying for the woman, so that does seem like a wise girl. He runs through something I think a lot of people miss here, and he pointed out, and if you watch it, I think you might have your aha moment. He runs through, I have this I have timelines here, but it might not make sense for you because they'll re-upload it from C-SPAN, so I'm just going to ignore the time codes, but... Yeah. He runs through how often he's been vetted by the FBI in the confirmation hearings after he was appointed to the federal bench by Bush. Do you have any idea the kind of vetting that goes into this?
Insane.
I think a lot of people don't realize this isn't what do you think? What do you think about the color blue? Okay, sounds fancy. this is really, really as hard as it gets. The vetting here, and that's why President Trump is so confident.
Yeah.
That's why everyone in the administration is so confident. The media goes, "Well, I wouldn't be so confident if I were them," and they're like, "Nah, we're pretty confident."
Yeah.
Well, and she had her chance at every single one of those other confirmation hearings that he had to go through, every one of those positions that he was appointed to. If he's really that evil of a person, why was it the Supreme Court? He can do a lot of stuff at a federal court, right, in another position that he
without
can.
Without a spotlight.
Yeah. I mean, if a guy raped me at a house party and I found out that he was going to manage the Kroger down the street, I'd be like, oh my God, he's going to rape so many people.
Exactly, right?
Let me stop him before he makes it the shift manager.
That's all I would talk about forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Bernie Sanders raped me.
Yes.
And he did. He did rape me. I don't know where
you
it went.
Can't prove it.
Can't prove he didn't. Can't prove a negative.
Right. I'm really upset by how this show is going.
it's mirroring system.
Another thing he says that he started keeping out. I thought this was really important because, again, if this were a trial, then it could be proven. But nobody cares because they move on to the next thing. He said that he started keeping calendars and diaries in 1980 since his dad made a practice of it. And he points to his calendars that he wasn't at the supposed party in the summer of 1982. Now, in a court of law, they would say, hold on a second. Does this hold up? They would be able to look. They would be able to cross-reference and see if he did have a track record of writing diaries and journals. And if they added up, that's kind of how they figured out the Bible. Yeah. They said, hold on a second. Was it written when they claimed that it was written, particularly like the New Testament? Yeah. Was there, you know, the standard of apostolicity? There's a process for this, and this does happen in a court of law. Diaries and journals, if proven to be valid, can be brought in as evidence.
Yes.
But guess what? Here it can't. But that's the most valid piece of evidence that was brought up all day.
That's the only piece of evidence that was
brought up. But it won't be talked about. It'll be talked about. Right. But did you see when her lip went like this? And his chin only went like this.
Asshole.
All right. What else? I thought was really funny was Feinstein asked why he didn't want the FBI to investigate, and he immediately said that he did. Did you watch that?
I didn't.
No?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I feel like everyone got really quiet now. Did I rage?
No, it's because I was thinking about the fact I should keep a journal. That's serious. I was like,
every single guy should keep a journal on every single thing that he does and the people that are around him because of crap like this. This is the same witch trials. You got to prove that you're not a witch.
I don't like rape.
And still against rape.
Still don't like rape.
That's the next episode of Doug. Dear journal. I don't like raping people.
Remember,
Patty Mayonnaise is safe. what were you going to say there, Owen? I'm just looking through my notes.
Patrice O'Neill used to have a joke about how he would buy something every 20 minutes in case someone accused him of rape.
Yeah.
It's like, I was buying gum.
Yeah.
Why does Patrice O'Neill sound like Norm?
In my head, everyone's Norm.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he also B.I.G.? Were they one and the same?
It might have been the same guy.
Wow.
All right, I think we're good. By the way, it's still the same thing. Kavanaugh says he wasn't there at all.
Yeah.
Completely denies it.
Nothing in the story changed.
The only evidence would be I would love to see that diary or that journal. Okay, here's something else that I do. A couple of points that I think are important as we move on here, because I had actually written out some of this yesterday before these hearings took place, and we just said, let's just make this a long first segment because a lot of people are going to want to know what's going on, and they're not going to want to watch 3 hours of C-SPAN. But it's so funny to me that the left demonized, you know, Christianity and this idea of this antiquated morality, but they've become the new Puritans. Mm-hmm. They've become the pearl-clutching, perpetually offended. They're the church lady.
Yep.
Could it beer drinking? Could it be rapist? That's what's happening now. So this is it really is out. Let's look at some of the boogeymen that I'm talking about, sparking the outrage. And they've had to use these plays now, right? With Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
So let's hold them to it. Boogeyman number one: drinking of the alcoholic beverages. So you know, Kavanaugh said that he didn't drink in high school, and not to excess in college. So leftists are clamoring for an investigation into his drinking habits in high school and college. I think we have a clip, don't we, from the news? This is an actual, and by the way, this is something that I had this morning, right? I had this in the show map this morning. Yeah. And then just as I was getting ready to walk in, there was continued commentary. I heard someone on CNN say,
a constant theme seems to be that Kavanaugh likes his beer.
What? They're using the playbook that we wrote about as their playbook in the morning at night. Let's go to the clip.
I drank, but basically as a senior, he said, because the legal drinking age was 18. May have had a few too many, but never forgot anything. Never drank to excess so that I blacked out. Never did anything like what anyone is saying.
Chris, I just think it's absolutely unbelievable, and I think the American people are smarter than this. You cannot reconcile the individual in the Fox News interview with the individual who wrote what he wrote in his yearbook.
You don't have Chris Cuomo in Canada, do you, Mike?
No.
You're lucky.
No,
lucky.
Yeah.
Jennifer Rubin, I think we have one of her tweets here. And then Slate said that Kavanaugh's drinking should be investigated.
Really?
That's not new, by the way. I think it was what Martin Bashir asked Andrew Breitbart when Andrew Breitbart was just absolutely, figuratively raping him, not literally. But what's your relationship like with alcohol? And I remember Andrew Breitbart stopped there. He goes, well, why are you asking me this? I thought we were just a question.
Are there studies that alcohol leads to rape? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it leads to high-fiving.
Yeah, exactly. It leads to
wine sales for me. So
in my mind, rapists are aggressive. Whenever I drink, I'm happy and I'm mellow.
Yeah.
I'm the same exact way.
I think it's probably more so the CrossFitters on meth who are doing the rape.
Yeah.
I'm sure bad sexual decisions, but they've also tried to define drunken sex as rape, you know, by
the way. Yeah.
Say a woman cannot consent if she's drunk. If that's the case, I've been raped by my wife.
Yeah.
Tons of times.
I mean, everyone here who has a wife has probably been raped at some point.
I look forward to it.
I've raped myself before. Everything is rape.
Sometimes it has to be rape when it's myself. Haven't been to the gym in a few weeks. Gotta go lefty and look the other way. It's because I feel bad.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to write comedy right now. Like, that was a joke this morning. Like, satire to reality is 6 hours now.
Right now, he said, she said, not even about the rape, about beer.
Yeah.
Beer drinking is national news. Even if you think he's lying, are we seriously asking the FBI to act as the Oppo research arm of the DNC and investigate people who maybe drank a beer in college? And here's the thing, too. I knew people would say, well, Stephen, hold on. You talked about how you don't. It's true. I don't drink to excess. I never went to parties in high school. And I typically don't like to get drunk or drink too much around strangers and put myself in a situation that could be compromising. That's absolutely true. But you can bet your ass that as soon as we're done taping this show, Owen, Gerald, Mike, and I are going to tie it. We're going to have a party.
Yeah, baby. Well, and they're trying to make it seem
there might be a little rape.
Well, look, they're all consent. Don't worry.
Listen, I'm not going to be here unless there's some gay rape, also known as grape.
Hold
what?
On.
Oh, that's a terrible.
Come on, that was a fun pun.
How did you do it? My grape nuts. How? First rule of gay rape. You never talk about.
Never talk about.
Never talk about gay rape.
That's true. And don't try to start a fight club with it. Look, they're trying to paint a picture that this is Animal House and he's running around yelling toga, toga, and drinking beers until he's like blackout drunk all the time. Just, you're grasping at straws. It is so obvious that you're grasping
at
straws.
But talk about puritanical outrage.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Remember this, teenagers? Remember you used to be, rock against Bush and NoFX and Green Day. And now you got, I don't know, every single celebrity lining up. They had a Times Most 100 Most Influential People in the entertainment industry. I think something like 70 of them went out of their way to make jabs at Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So when they talk, oh, yeah, Rage Against the Machine. The left, the DNC, the party of Bernie Sanders and Santa Maria Nina Pinta Cortez, they want to disqualify you for a job in government if you ever had a beer in college.
And then you got Obama
watch your
being
backstory,
like,
Booker.
And Obama's like, yep, I had some blow.
Yeah.
And I had some more blow.
Weed is now okay.
With a domestic terrorist.
Beer is
by
not
the
okay.
Way.
The good news is I think it's going to wake up young males to live a life more like yours. I'm going to have my kids live a better life because now you can't take the risk. It's like, be with one woman, don't drink to excess, like don't put yourself in compromising positions. It's oddly having a very conservative backlash in a good way. Like that's the silver lining.
It is true. Here's the thing though. It doesn't matter if you don't put yourself in compromising situations if they just make up rape.
They just make stuff up.
I've told people, I'm like, you can read things that are offensive. You can see things from pitch meetings that are probably far too racist, far too homophobic, far too transphobic, far too vulgar for the show that never make air. And I'm sure there's some dick pics floating around.
Yeah.
Wait, Steven, is this you? Probably.
No idea.
It was an ongoing joke in the office. We're like, oh my gosh, you have to see this article. And you said it to your friends. So listen, yeah, there you go. That's the dirt on me. Go, run wild with it. I did, and took a picture. And the next one, boogeyman number two. Now, all of a sudden, the left cares about virginity. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
They're like, they're claiming that he wasn't really a virgin because one of Kavanaugh's friends came forward claiming that he had a conversation in their freshman year of college where Kavanaugh said that he lost. I mean, it's a guy saying, a freshman year of college, we had a conversation where he. Here's a clip, too.
So friends? You're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
life?
Many years
after. I'll leave it at that.
This guy.
Man, life comes at you fast. A week ago, this guy was cruising to a lifetime on the Supreme Court, and now he's on TV like, I was a virgin well into adulthood, okay? Is that what you want to hear? Have I embarrassed myself enough for you?
What's funny is he actually, in that one clip, weaponized virginity and then subsequently admitted to weaponizing virginity, like lifted the curtain back right away, like, nothing to see behind the curtain, just kidding, it's me, I'm a dick, right away.
I know, and these are the same people doing Oscar-nominated movies about sodomy with a minor.
I know. By the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed on YouTube because you may not actually get anything in your subscriptions. And join Mug Club if you're watching this on the YouTube. $99.69 annually for veterans, students, active military, because YouTube might shut us down for this. Who knows?
They
might say
they
made
like
some rape jokes,
it.
But the pedophile channels are still up. You can also subscribe on iTunes. Let's assume again that Kavanaugh is lying.
Yeah.
Does his virgin status in college or high school, does that somehow disqualify him from being on the Supreme Court? If he lied about his sexual conquests, or if he lied about being a virgin, I mean, if these are the rules, then no one who ever told a tall tale to impress a buddy could be able to get a job.
It'd be over. You'd be done.
By the way, this is something that conservatives have long advocated for. So now it's funny to me that the left, again, they're the puritanical pearl. They're going, but he said he was a virgin. Maybe he had sex when he was 17. How could we possibly have him as a Supreme Court justice? I wrote about not having sex until I was married. Guess what? It was the left who mocked me at all of us mercilessly.
I remember that. Amy Schumer.
Here's a clip. Look back when she was thin. Go, 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 go.
Well, if he's a kid who's, 23, you don't know who you're going to be sexually yet. You slip by the dirty comedian thing, but honestly, you call yourself a comedian, but you don't do it that much. Like, I go fishing a couple times a year, but I don't introduce myself on TV as a fisherman.
Wow.
Well, this is not really personal for a concept about abstinence.
What's funny is, well, it's not funny, but man, it's kind of, she's pining for the days back when she looked like Amanda Bynes' slightly more retarded cousin. That was like, that for her was a step up. She's like, I wish I could get back to that.
Dude, you look younger. She looks like an orca. Like, literally, the difference in that clip is you have a different haircut. She's gained 150 pounds.
I know, and she's miserable, too. And
that's, miserable.
I remember when we first
brutal.
Did that, everyone just, and I listen, rightfully so, some people really didn't like my opinion, but it changed. We're like, oh, wow, she really did prove to be exactly what he was kind of discussing in the article, was the idea that the last taboo was some sort of idea of moral, non-moral ambiguity. What's the word I'm looking for non-ambiguity? Moral
clarity?
What? Moral clarity.
Fortitude?
What you don't have right now, clarity?
I do not have clarity right now.
Yeah, I remember when you did that, you actually wrote an article, too, that got a lot of buzz.
That's what we were arguing about right
from
there.
From the article.
She tried to rake me over the coals for the article. She was like, well, I just think that it was really judgmental. Really? Do tell. I can guess why you think it was judgmental.
Right.
Probably because you're kind of slutty. People get mad at me if I say it, but her whole bit is like, my vagina smells like a barnyard animal because I have sex with so many people. I'm like, haha, that's slutty.
Oh. How dare you?
Animal.
Think about this, though. They're trying to see mere sex losing the virginity. They're trying to equate it with gang rape.
Yeah.
What's gang? Oh, what?
You were sexually attracted to a young woman, and you both engaged in mutual. It must be like that scene in The Warriors where the baseball furies reamed it up someone's posterior.
By the way, that's in the director's cut. I know people are going to start searching for it. It's just crazy to me. There's no equivalent, even if he lied about it. Okay, yeah. Finally, number three, because this brings us to the lovely, their boogeyman number three. Jokes. Gone are the days of liberals like Lenny Bruce, because we all know that the left wants comedy to die. Of course. A slow and painful death, whether by putting you in front of a human rights tribunal and finding you, what was it, $50,000?
42. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what we call, you know, that's throwing a hard right, but the jab is just, you shouldn't say that, you know, and that's what we get here in the States right now.
And the jab is probably worse.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know, man, 42 grand.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to pay it, though.
So. Good for you.
Yeah.
I hope you look good in stripes.
Yeah.
The thing is, this is the Young Turks. They decided to finally sack up and attack yours truly. And some people saying, are you going to respond? So, okay, why not? Here you go. This is how they think about comedy.
Okay, so he called her a lying whore. And he also accused her of calling someone a rapist with no evidence. She did not call anyone a rapist. She accused attempted rape. Those were her allegations. But more importantly, there was evidence. There were notes where she had spoken to her therapist on two different occasions in 2012 regarding these allegations. And so there's that. There's also the fact that she took a lie detector test. That
is inadmissible.
Is considered evidence. But nonetheless, Steven Crowder, I mean, this is what you can expect from trash like him.
I mean, he has a name.
What? Ow, trash human being. Wow. Because you're better than me. I get it. Okay. I get it, okay?
Am I the only one that saw that Ford sounded like a Valley Girl, too? Is that bad?
No, I saw that.
Oh, I didn't want to say it.
Let me clarify this, sure, by the way. She's talking about me talking about Ford. I did refer to Ford as a lying whore in a callback joke from Wednesday that I made. And I subsequently used the joke to explain the context of false accusations and how they can hurt people. And I make no apologies. The context was, you know, I said, listen, if you're just going to say rapist or attempted rapist, lying whore.
Yeah.
Look, we can both play that game. I make no apologies. I walk it back zero. Do I think she's a whore? I have no evidence of that. If I had to make a guess, I don't know. 50-50. The point is, lying whore is a pet name compared to rapist. That's the point. Yeah. We're just throwing out baseless accusations. Yeah. Fine. By the way, that should be the default if you're just going to yell out rape with no evidence. She continues to proceed with evidence that is not evidence. What's so funny too is the evidence in quotations that she mentions, it actually served as the setup for everything she just mentioned, was the setup to the joke that I delivered on Wednesday. See for yourself. This is Wednesday's joke. The attorney story conflicts with Ford's, if I'm not mistaken.
Very true.
And an attorney originally said that Ford would like to testify. An attorney Ford put on retainer in August, at which point she took a lie detector test for an accusation she claimed she was never going to make publicly at all. And investigators, by the way, should say that it should be noted there's still the possibility of Ford being allegedly a dirty lying whore. It's almost like she didn't watch the original joke at all.
And she just makes a claim. She's doing exactly what this person Ford is doing.
Okay, we're going to the next clip. Next clip.
No, it's a signal to his misogynistic viewers. Never respect a woman.
Yeah,
I like massages.
Hey, but Madison, I think, is in the studio with Too Cute Maddie with overlays.
Can't get her in the shot.
She understands that. You understand. Just yell it out. You understand that when I say lying whore, that it's just specifically about the lying whore in question and not all women, correct? Okay, right.
There we go. We got it. Yeah.
Get in the shot. Come in the shot.
And I don't think Ford ever got paid. I think it was all pro bono.
It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's funny. I'll allow it. Here's the funny thing. It's a call to all my misogynist viewers. I want you to do me a favor, okay? First, you have to go watch the Wednesday show. Is behind Mug Club. So join Mug Club. You can go watch the original Wednesday joke or watch last week's show on Thursday. Then I want you to compare last week's show on YouTube, the closing segments about my wife and finding a good woman and what women need to look for in a good man and how men should treat women.
Yes.
Compare that with Cenk's own notorious quotes about whores in training, which, by the way, was not even a joke. I think we have it here from Huffington Post, in case you forgot about that. Whores in training, I think, is the actual term, correct? Anyway, funny thing is, actually, Cenk says that this program, a comedy show, is a... He goes on to say that we're averse to factual information. Well, just hear him say it.
But look, you got your audience who doesn't believe in facts, so they're probably willing to believe anything you say.
I might have to don the fat suit again. On Joe Rogan, I said I wouldn't do it anymore. Yeah. But listen, you come on the show for debate. I know it's kind of punching down at this point, right? I mean, despite the 20 million from Al Jazeera. But
it's an actual
It might just for the fun of it. Maybe we can have them on the show. But this audience who hates facts, Hold on a second. I just want to make sure because we ask you to call us on our sources of information, which we provide you. Does he mean facts like this?
Most allegations in that field are overwhelmingly true.
Okay.
Meaning that, the great majority of the allegations, when you go to court, prove to be true. So if there there are stats on it, and so the
but we didn't pull them up.
The cases that are true greatly outweigh the ones that are false. So if you're gonna say anything at all, you would say
like a turtle without a shell.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't mean that every accusation is true because some are not, but the overwhelming majority are. Right? That would be factual. But instead, he turns it around. I'm not saying everyone who says rape is false, but come on, right?
He got two in there.
What? Oh. Is that what you mean by fact? Young Turks? By the way, Young Turks could mean the people who carry out the Armenian genocide, I think, which I know you deny because that's a fact. Or it could mean, I think, like sort of it also is used as a colloquialism for young anti-authoritarian, you know, young rebels, because nothing's more rebellious than Bernie Sanders. Is that a fact? Any references? By the way, the Young Turks, just this entire program is run on the budget of just, I think, their on-air salary. And you can't do one overlay or source? And by the way, I didn't say any of those things.
It's a fact that Steven's saying not everyone. So they hate facts. And what I mean by facts is Steven never said that everyone who comes forward with an allegation of rape is lying. But really, it's a fact, right, that he meant it.
I didn't say it. I didn't mean it, dummy.
Dude, it's like this guy is like, oh, yeah, Steven's just authoritarian. It's like, this show is funded by people getting mugs. Their show is funded by foreign caliphates.
It's really tough to make that argument.
And I'm going to corroborate something. I just went on tour and the whole thing sold out and a ton of fans are your fans.
Awesome.
And some of them are like most of them are literally the nicest people. A lot of married couples, a lot of women, a lot of men, a lot of people that are just good hearted. So if you were an actual misogynist, I think there's a lot of people that don't quite. They didn't get the dog whistle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like huh, hold on, no, it's a dog whistle. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, it would be like a rape whistle that only calls more rapists. I think this rape whistle is defective. It does exactly what it's intended to
just
do.
Just give it some time.
But say something.
Look, I think this is a bad move on their part. We were just beginning to let them go away.
Yeah.
We were just beginning to
I still
to
am going to let them go. They're still going
like,
to go away.
I know
they
still
them.
Are, but I mean, it's just, it's so desperate to like pick on the most fact-based show
but
out there.
Here's, you know, and we're going long today because this is such a big event and we're going to have a shorter interview with Nicole Arbour after this in a short wrap up, but I don't want to get into the whole Young Turks he said, she said here because there's no need to get personal.
Steve Crowder is a gross person.
I hear high-pitched voices are really funny, so congrats on that.
Steven Crowder, I mean, this is what you can expect from trash like him.
It's a signal to his misogynistic viewers. No one cries more than a conservative.
Well, crap. All this for a joke based on hearsay, but it's just again go back to it's okay when the Young Turks go low, we'll go high. The Young Turks and unfortunately Samantha Bee, other self-professed comedians, they want to watch comedy die a slow, painful death. They want this is the party of people who want to destroy anyone who has a beer in college, anyone who loses their virginity later in life, or who doesn't lose their virginity later in life, but maybe lies about it, or just all around whenever you lose your virginity, you're a bad person. They equate it to gang rape, and they want you to think if you're in a fraternity, you should be shamed, or that telling a joke is the equivalent to rape. These are the new pearl-clutching church lady Puritans. That's what the left is. There's been a complete flip in the culture. I miss the old days. Back when the left at least used to be fun. You know, pre-nose job, I think is when they were. It's like a sundial. They go low,
ouch.
We go high.
Ouch.
Dude, look at
up the sniffer. Let's check back in, by the way, with future Justice Kavanaugh.
And when you bring forward your accusations of gang rape that are unsubstantiated, Michael Avenatti, know this, that I will be appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States. And then you will feel the power coursing through the veins and the power that Kavanaugh will hear.
I don't know if that's going to end so well for
no,
him.
No, he
I
looks think, angry.
No, I don't want him to squander his lead. All right, we're going to have Nicole Arbour after this to talk about all this, and then after that, we'll wrap this up. Thank you so much, hugepianist.com and mikeward.ca.
Now, like any commercial break, this announcement is for the fans of the Louder with Crowder program.
The viewers, listeners, and downloaders joined all together under the umbrella of comedy. And I hope a lot of you guys and gals were listening out there, because I have something I want you to do for me. October 25th at 7 p.m. at the University of Michigan's Power Center in Ann Arbor, Lotta with Crowder will be broadcasting live. Now, I know, it's murder asking you to leave your computers and smart devices for a live show in 2018. And certainly a performance this high energy is no cakewalk, although it shouldn't be too tough for those in the Michigan area to attend. But remember this. All the leftists, social justice warriors, and professional protesters in Michigan are trying to stop this show from happening. They tried to run us out in a rail last time at SMU, and now we're offering you a chance to rub it right in their face and fill up this whole damn theater with laughter, which is the nicest gift you'll ever get from the nicest live show you'll ever see. Oh, and they won't know what to do with themselves. Because what do you do with a protester when he won't stop being a little bitch? It seems this campus really would enjoy laughing at one and two and three and four small protesters unemployed.
Remember then, your objective is University of Michigan, 7 o'clock, October 25th at the Power Center. Doors open at 6. Synchronize your watches for Operation Louder with Crowder.
So actually, the reason they used to do this fighting stance, a big reason for it, we're like, this makes doesn't make yeah. The fight in Irish is exaggerated and stupid.
Those are broken.
But this, a big reason for it, was because they had to protect their body a lot more in bare knuckle fighting, because they would go to the body more, otherwise it would break their hands because they didn't have gloves back then. So it was more like this. It wasn't like this. You know, that's
this is a broken.
Yeah, that's
shirt.
Please like, kick my ass territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Our next guest, really glad to have her on. And I'm sorry that I by the way, again, to Paul Joseph Watson, to Josh Wolf, just with the hearings going on today. It's been an absolutely insane day. But our next guest, I know, has a lot to say about it. You can follow her on the Twitter at Nicole R. Burr. And her new book is How to Lose the Excuses and Effing Win Already, because we're FCC compliant. Nicole, how are you?
Hey, I'm amazing, but I'm actually legitimately so pissed off right now.
Okay, first, let me give you the floor as to why are you so pissed off? Because we've been told that there are no women in your shoes, that everyone agrees that this woman, that we should believe survivors / accusers,
well,
always.
First of all, hello, Mug Club, and those of you who know me, I am not on any side. I like the truth.
Right.
And I'm currently witnessing the character assassination of someone based on something with no facts, and it's just, it's insane. And the voice, when I saw her using her voice, like, women use this voice, when we want two things. Either we want something or we're trying to get away with something. That's the only time women use that voice.
That is highly speculative, but I will defer to the expert witness on that, the one lady here right now.
As a woman, I'm telling you it's true.
She's a doctor. You stop your talk. She's a doctor.
Do you know what she's a doctor of, for real?
I think she's a psychologist, right? A clinical psychologist.
Has no idea how to do it, though.
No, I think she is, yeah.
It's taken her 30 years to get over some guy maybe touching her boob, and she's a psychologist.
Well, the allegations are a little bit more serious than that. Okay, but it's important, though, that we get to the truth, like we're talking about.
Yes.
We just discussed this. It's all about optics. If you watch CNN or ABC, all they're going, this doesn't, you know, look at all of these white guys questioning this. Well, hold on a second. This isn't a setup. These are elected officials when you're talking about that, right? And it wasn't a great decision to have the prosecutor who they had. But I do think it was very, very key when she asked, for me, we just talked about this, the key moment, I don't know if you've been following us today, was where she said, are you aware that the best way to basically get to the bottom of these kinds of allegations is a forensic interview? And she explained to her what it was. And Ford said, that makes sense. And she said, did any of your representation advise you to take part in a forensic interview? And she said, no. I'm going, there you go. If you're looking for the truth, if you're looking to make it stick, that's what you do. And she was advised not to do it. That to me is so pivotal.
She's gotten more coaching than Serena Williams did, and she's not in trouble for it. Like, she can't answer a question without deferring to the guy. And for me, when I have truth to tell, and I think most women, because we like to go on rants, it's easy to bring it out. It's easy. I feel like she's overthinking, and it is all about optics. And as you know, intelligent human beings, we should say, we're character assassinating a man for life. We should be able to step back and ask for facts. And asking for facts doesn't mean we don't believe women. It means we believe women who can prove it.
Right.
And I think there has to be some kind of proof. Like, yeah. Where are her friends from the school? Where is anything? There's nothing. I can't fly. I'm scared of flying. You flew for your vacation last week. That's totally different. Probably not.
I don't know.
I'm actually angry about this.
Well, hold on a second. You're actually in the minority here, because even a lot of conservative women, and myself included, I did think that she came off as a somewhat sympathetic figure. You don't seem to think that at all.
Nope. I think that something happened to her in her life, but it wasn't this. So I like to study people's physicalities. I like to study all of this stuff. I like to study psychology. It's actually my favorite thing to do. I'm 10 years into my studies of it. I believe something happened to her that triggered all of these emotions. I don't believe it was this, and I don't believe it was him. I think that she had some kind of trauma go on, and then you defer the trauma over to something that kind of gives you the biggest story, because that's where you get your payout. Yeah. And people can disagree with me, and they will, and that's fine, but I don't think this happened. My gut is telling me that he didn't do this.
No, and I understand. And listen, that's speculation, and we'll both readily admit that, because here's the truth.
Yeah.
There is no evidence. None. It's all speculation at this point. When people believe survivors.
They asked the friends.
Yes.
Yeah. They all said no. Every single person that was questioned that she said is her witnesses have said they don't have any recollection of that happening.
And by the way, that's also the least reliable form of evidence if there were one witness. So at this point, if we've got three people saying no, and one person comes forward, that would not be enough. Here's my question. Here's a riddle for you. Believe survivors. Okay.
Ugh.
How do we know they're survivors?
Okay, so I'm going to preface this with, I have been through sexual assault many a time, and I don't believe that there's a woman out there, usually, who hasn't had some form of that, whether it's harassment, assault, worse. You don't have to be believed, but you do have to move on. And I think that powerful women, which is what the whole Me Too movement is about to me, is about us taking our power back. We'll see that as a moment in time that you need to move forward from in order to be a survivor and not a victim forever.
Right.
And I just really want people to do that and not sit in that moment of something that happened.
Well, I also think it's important not to conflate sexual assault or even sexual harassment and rape. Those are two very different things, especially when you're talking about gang rape. People saying he was literally cocking his head back laughing while they ran a train on this person. Oh, that's like, this is as sinister, as evil as it is. I started the show with this. If all of the people who have come forward and accused Kavanaugh of raping them are telling the truth, and it is proven, life in prison. In the worst prison possible. Reopen Alcatraz just for that son of a bitch. I just want to make sure that my points are clear here. But nothing yet? Let me ask you this. You talked about this, and you got some blowback for it. You said that there should be, I think the term was purge deadline at some point for accusations made against a person?
Yeah. I think, you know, there's Me Too, there's all Believe Women, and yes, there are so many a-holes out there that need to come to justice. Let's set a deadline. Let's say, women, this is your time. Take the floor. Or men, you know, whatever's happened to you, you have until October 30th. Devil's Night, just saying. I think it's good. And anything after that, I don't want to hear it. I don't think this should be drawn out forever and wait until someone's running for a high office that these stories suddenly come out in this awkward but interesting timing.
But also, by the way, this guy was a judge. It was a high-ranking judge. It's like, well, I just didn't want any lives to be damaged. You saw him sitting with the gavel as a powerful judge for decades, and you didn't think maybe then you should speak up? I mean, what if that's the case, if this is true, how many women did he rape in his judge quarters? You know what I mean? Like, at what point is enough power?
If I'm at a party and I think someone's running a train on a woman gang raping her, I'm going to do something. Because that's the kind of woman I am. I mean, I'm either going to leave and call the police, or I'm going to get a gun or get someone with a gun. I'm not going to continue to go to these parties where they're spiking the punch with drugs and be like, whoops, it was my turn. Like, this just, this is how I get angry.
I understand.
They don't have enough.
And by the way, you know what? Most men would do something. You know why? Because rape culture is a myth. Most men go, oh, wait a second. Someone raped her in the back. Hey, I have a sister, or I have a mother, or I have a daughter, or I have a wife. And they say, no. I'm not going to let people gang rape somebody in the next room. This idea that men have a secret meaning, like, hey, listen, secretly, we all like rape. Laugh like Bert and Ernie. We don't. We despise it.
Bert and Ernie are gay, by the way. That came out last week.
Yeah, I know. And I'm pretty sure that one of them is very, I'm pretty sure that Ernie is the one who's, Bert is blinking Morse code, like, help me. theory, I think that he's being raped continually in that dungeon. I don't think that
because of rape culture.
Yes. Yes. I think
all men are not bad, and I have had bad things happen to me, and I feel like, yeah, I can't speak on it because I have. All men aren't bad. And I hope that your female viewers know that just because one guy was a horrible person doesn't mean all men are. And we shouldn't have that in our mind and prejudge, say, a judge, on something that happened to us in the past. He right. is not that guy. And I think that that's what's happening right now. And it's really sad. And I'm excited to, you know, see how this all pans out. And I hope the right thing happens. But all guys aren't bad. Rape culture, I don't know. I don't subscribe to the victim mentality. I just don't.
Well, I think that's an important point of view for people to hear. And listen, there is a victim culture and there is being a victim. And if you are raped, obviously, if someone has sex with you against your will. That's what rape.
Yep.
You're a victim. You're a victim
in
of rape.
In that moment. In yes. that moment.
Well,
you don't have to continue to be a victim for the rest of your life. You know, there's these stories of these harrowing women from, say, Africa who were mutilated and had horrible things happen. And then they go on to have these amazing freaking lives and help, you know, teach other women they can too. Those are heroes.
Yeah.
Coming out and crying for however many years is not a hero. Take those tears, put them into something. I'm not worried about the casting couch. I'm going to effing buy it so that guys can't do that to me anymore.
Yes, but you still think they should file an actual report and do the forensics interview.
File the report, do all the stuff, and yeah. then you, as a strong woman, have to move on. That's yeah. what needs to happen.
Yes,
put them on fire. Move on.
I had my ass grabbed one time by a gay makeup artist at a place that shall not be named. Yeah, he was Israeli, and he said, "My boyfriend has the cute buttocks like you." Except he didn't say buttocks. I'm actually cleaning this up. Isn't it? It's weirder that I said buttocks. It makes it so much worse than what he actually said. And grabbed it, and I mean like an actual cuppage and pinch. And I went, and I moved on with my day. I know it's not exactly the same, but the point is,
you are gay bait, Crowder.
Yes, I am gay bait.
You are standard gay bait.
A 32 waist, but a 38 ass. This is just. I should have been a catcher in Major League Baseball.
You could be in a Kanye video.
I'm riding a motorcycle backwards. We can figure that out. Listen, I appreciate you taking the time, and I do think it's important to separate because people, again, just like the Young Turks did with my joke about Christine Ford earlier this week, which I apologize for zero. You know, I was thinking. Well, okay, we'll go back to that in the closing segment, but I do want to separate between what was that?
I said lots of words. Don't know what you mean. I'll look into it.
Yeah. You'll see the previous segment, which just when this show is archived because we just talked about it. It was a whole long thing. I don't want to get back into it because Annika's
okay. Sorry,
gonna,
I brought it
only
up.
Gonna get
I,
me
I
mad.
Sorry.
But I do want to make sure that people don't give you flack. You're differentiating between yes, doing the right thing, going
yes.
through the proper legal channels, of course, in a sexual crime, and then also moving on, being as productive as you can with your life. Both can be true. You can be a victim of rape, do the right things, and then also not allow it to define you. I don't want to. I'm not trying to speak for women here. I'm not. But I just want to make sure that people don't give you flack for something you didn't say, because that often happens on the show because it's the show.
Thank you. It does. Yeah. And you know, I apologize that I'm not haha comedian Nicole today. I'm very upset about what's going on. I'm very affected because as much as I am against anything horrible happening to women all of the time, I'm also very against the witch hunting that I see happening. And I'm always about truth. So ladies, if something has happened to you, please report it, go through the proper channels, and then let's find an awesome way to move on together.
I think most people agree with you on all of the above. It's just been, we've been so polarized and we're talking about the optics. So that is at Nicole Arbour. The book is How to Lose the Excuses and Effing Well Already.
That book's not out yet, but I appreciate you promoting
it. Well, it will be. You'll be here when it's out. I'm just building the intake.
And if you think for 1 second that the false allegations can never come your way, first, they came for Brett Kavanaugh, and you did not speak up for Brett Kavanaugh. Then, they came for the ultimate Kavanaugh, and you did not speak up for the ultimate Kavanaugh, which is why you need to join the ultimate club. And book club, the ultimate book club.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. Beer is rape. Beer is gang rape. Can you hear me? Beer.
Go.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Owen Benjamin, and you should join the Mug Club because this whole show is funded by you buying this nice mug. Unlike the Young Turks, it's funded by a foreign caliphate.
Yeah, I don't know if we can. I don't know if what the legality is there, but you know, some money from terrorists for sure. $99 annually, $69 for veterans, students, or active military. You get the show every single day, as well as the entire CRTV lineup and this wonderful hand-etched mug. And listen, we will see you October 25th at U of M. Mug Club members, bring your mug, and then you'll get access to the secret after party. Mug Club, LideWithGuy.com/Mug Club. Not mugclub.com. That's not a thing. Just, you know what? We got to go. We'll be back. That's called the my mic came in late dance after I recovered from the drowning. But you know what? Thank you so much to Mike Ward. He wanted me to let you know too that his special is it infamous? MikeWard.ca and his podcast is To Drink Minimum. Hey, look, I've got papers here, so you know it's official that everything I said was this seems like it might be fun. That was kind of a. It's kind of a device for David Letterman to use. Thank you so much to Owen Benjamin. Next week, we have Mark Ripito, and we're going to have Nick DiPaolo in third chair on Thursday. We also have a rape culture as a myth. Change my mind coming up very soon. So, you know, I've been fitted for a bulletproof vest and one of those Mission Impossible masks for acid attacks. We did a life advice segment yesterday, so send your emails to lifeadvice@ladderwithcrowder.com. The segment is actually Tough Love with your guru, Dr. Crowder. I can't claim I'm a doctor, but really... I'm a doctor. We did that whole show yesterday for those who are Mug Club members. So it's often I'm inspired with this last segment by a particular email. But we went through, what, 5, 6, 7?
I think we had 6.
It was a lot of fun. People seemed to enjoy it. And hopefully, you know, I help some of you people out there. Let me be really clear about this. You know, sometimes some of these segments are a little more flowery. Sometimes I get emotional. I'm just going to let you know I'm a little bit emotionally drained. I have just been pissed off all day. I've been pissed off all day. I've had this hearing on, and I've, of course, had to take notes, write down time codes, what's being said. I've had to try and this whole time, to wasted a ton of time trying to fact check evidence that wasn't really evidence, only to realize that it didn't matter anyway, and wasted a whole lot of my time. It was just like a pissed off fire hose, just any which way but loose, although it was loose. Wasn't it? Fire hoses are loose. They're not hard. But the point is, I'm pretty tired. That being said, this one's easy. This one's easy. You're watching the hearings when you're thinking about how to navigate it. There's one thing that matters, and there's only one thing that matters. Truth. That's it. Truth is what matters. If you go through this process, if you go through life seeking truth, if you make that your number one goal, and I know some people right now are like, well, you're a Christian, blah, 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 an Egyptian myth. Just let's drop the factions for a second. Okay, we're talking about truth overall. There are people you know. There are people I know. It's pretty easy to see if someone is consistently seeking truth or to live in truth in their life. Notice I didn't say your truth. Notice I didn't say my truth. The truth. There is no my truth. There is no your truth. There is no Ford's truth and Kavanaugh's truth. There is the truth. We don't know the truth right now. This is why I get so frustrated with the media coverage. We don't know the truth. Do you know why? Because human nature, if left to its own devices, is not truthful. That's why we have the justice system that we do. That's why it's innocent until proven guilty. Have you ever actually thought of that? Have you ever sat there and said, hold on a second, why is it innocent until proven guilty? Because that wasn't always the case. Do we want to return to the Salem witch trials? And I know it was, well, hold on a second. No, listen, that wasn't always the case in every single society throughout the beginning. When people talk about, hold on a second, morality is circumstantial. It's societal. Okay, maybe that's true because some societies didn't value mercy. That's why I think that you get your values and your inalienable rights by a creator. I do believe in God. You don't have to. But the truth is, not all atheists have the same values. The truth is, not all religions share the same values. They don't all worship the same God. But have you ever actually thought about, why is it innocent until proven guilty? Why did we, when setting up a system on how to judge people, on how to parse information, did we say, all right, we're going to have to assume someone's innocence until they're proven guilty? It's because we know that if people can use lies to further their own personal position, to advance their own personal gain for power, that they will. We know that. You see it in politics. You see it in the entertainment industry. If people can lie, and if they can do so undercover, if they can be protected by lying and do it for personal gain, that's why someone's innocent until proven guilty. There's a reason for it. It's so that we don't just say, believe all survivors. That's exactly why it's innocent until proven guilty. How do you know it's a survivor? We have a process to find out if it's a survivor. There's a reason for it. And we've gotten so far off of the beam of seeking truth. Here's another one I'll throw at you. The left, the progressive left, the people, and I don't mean everyone, but people like the Young Turks, people like the Feinsteins, not only do they not care about the justice system anymore, not only do they not care about rule of law, not only do they not care about truth, they're just going to do damage anyway. Even if it's not true, even if it's not proven true, this is the difference now in the era of social media. This is why truth is more important than ever. Because now, you don't just lose your job, you lose your whole reputation, the way information spreads. It's like being able to kill somebody without a shot fired. You can do it through telekinesis, Kyle! If you were able to do that, just aim an empty gun. That's what, I've got an empty gun, but I can kill you anyway. I saw like men who stare at goats. I can cause spontaneous combustion. They don't need Kavanaugh to be, they're not even pushing for a trial. We can't even compare it to the Salem witch trials because someone was burned at the stake at the end of something that they saw was some sort of justice. In this case, these are just people who are, we don't know the exact motives, but we do know that they don't care about damaging someone's reputation. And that's the thing about the untruthful. That's why it's so important to keep bringing yourself back to the beam for truth. I've talked about the most toxic lies are not only the lies that you tell other people, but the lies that you tell yourself. Because then you get to a point where you can't even identify the truth. If you don't continue and start every morning coming back to that beam of truth, even if it's a one-inch tightrope and you're on water skis, if you don't make an effort to, you get to the point where you don't, not only do you not care about the truth, you don't care that you've created a nuclear holocaust in someone's life. It doesn't matter to you, so long as you get yours. And let me be really clear. If Kavanaugh raped as many people who've come forward, I think it's up to 219 now. It's like the McDonald's ticker, how many billions served. He is the most successful rapist of all time. And I personally, on an emotional level, would actually like to see someone like that get the death penalty. And I know people disagree. So I'm making a point here. Let's not get lost in the weeds in the death penalty for rapists. But let me be as clear as possible. If he raped all the people who accused him of it, throw the book at him. But if he didn't, I feel worse for potential Justice Kavanaugh than any man that I can think of in recent memory. So I'm saying fry him, or my God, my heart goes out to him, and I just want to give the guy and his daughter and his family a hug. Polar opposites. There's only one difference between the two. It's the truth. That's it. Nothing else inspirational. Seek the truth. See you next week.